Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And like I said, it is a very special edition tonight because I've got a guest that I haven't talked to in a very long time. I know it's been well over a year. I think it's been closer to two or three. My guest tonight is a former Wrestling from Hollywood Heritage Heavyweight Champion, former Empire Wrestling Federation two-time American Champion, current NWA Superstar, and New Japan Strong Star, and a longtime friend of mine, the Golden Boy himself, Jordan Clearwater. Welcome back to Matt Chat, Golden Boy.
How have you been, Ace? It's a pleasure to be here.
I have been great. You know, since you're out in California now, I don't get to follow you nearly as much as I used to and would like to.
Sure.
But I did recently see a month or two ago that you got engaged, so I would like to say congratulations on that right off the top.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's get into it. A, how have you been?
Well, like you said, I just recently got engaged, so things have been pretty well, and things have been going even better at NWA. You know, I've got a world television title match coming up on November 12th on pay-per-view, so that's going to be pretty big, and on New Japan and current world champion for United Wrestling Network. So things have been well. I can't complain.
That is wonderful to hear. Let's go back to the beginning to enlighten some of the people who may not know the beginning of your journey. You started out in Cincinnati, which is where I'm based.
Yeah, good old Cincinnati, Ohio. I started out with Roger Ruffin at the Northern Wrestling Federation, which is, I think, where we did our first interview, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
Some time ago. But, Cincinnati, Ohio is the place I call home, even though I live in Los Angeles now. But I started with Roger back in 2015, and I wrestled in that area and then Kentucky and up North Michigan and then down into Tennessee and West Virginia. So I was in that area for maybe 3 to 4 years. I moved out towards the end of 2018 and came to California. So yeah, that's the place I still call home, Bill.
And let me just say, when you do come home, the reaction is always incredible.
Yeah, the fans are, I'm very appreciative for the fans, you know. It means a lot because I remember being there as a security guard and someone that ran the music back in production and eventually getting to wrestle, you know, and getting to meet everybody. And so, you know, it means a lot that they still remember when I get to come back to town, you know.
I'll tell you what, I've seen some come and go and in different companies, but it seems like when you come and go from the NWF, when you come back, that reaction is like nothing else I've ever seen or heard.
Yeah, it's very endearing. And that's a large part of the reason I come back to the NWF is to see them and to see everyone back home, you know, especially if I'm in town and I get a chance to swing by one of Roger's shows. I was very lucky to do it in January, and yeah, but the reaction was off the charts. it was very endearing.
Yeah, I was not able to make it to any shows in January. Last time I made a show in January was actually on my birthday back in 2020 before pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But I've gone to a couple of shows recently. They've had some outdoor shows, and those have been really nice.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to see much of what's changed, but I still follow and I watch pretty much every day. I get to see where they're at, and so I've seen the one in Fairfield now down the street from the UAW hall or VFW hall that was there. So that looks to be their new home spot, which is great. But Hits in Covington is off the charts too, and even up in Wilmington is very good.
Yeah, Hits in Covington is a great spot. That's where the show was on my 40th birthday that I was able to attend, and that was a very special show. But
yeah,
moving on. Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine. I was going to ask if you remember the date. What show was that?
January 4th,
2020. Yeah, I wouldn't have been back in Covington. Yeah, that's a great building there.
Now, moving on to your move. You moved out to California, you said, around the end of 2018, was it?
That's correct, yeah. Around the end of 2018, I moved out to California.
And you got opportunities with, like I said, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, New Japan. Talk about some of those opportunities, how those doors opened for you.
Sure, yeah. When I moved to California, I started wrestling for a promotion out here called PCW. And it was Abyss that actually helped get me in the door there, which was quite a coincidence that we were out in California at the same time. But from there, I started working for, like you'd mentioned at the beginning of the show, EWF, where I was a two-time American champion there. But while I was working for EWF, I started working for Hollywood too, and worked all the way up to the pandemic, which is where I won the heavyweight championship, the Heritage Championship. So, you know, it was a great experience being able to be under the learning tree of the EWF and, you know, promotions that were similar to the NWF. But, you know, the television experience at Hollywood is, you know, it's unmatched anywhere else, and at least the state, that's for sure. So I think it's one of the best products today that they've been putting out at Hollywood. But, you know, it gave me that television experience. But most importantly, I got to meet some pretty influential people like Aaron Stevens through Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And that's what really took my career to the next level. You know, I had the experience there. I had people that were mentoring me and coaching me and vouching for me. And so the pandemic hit and, you know, everything stopped. It was tough for a lot of wrestlers, but it really opened the door for me because New Japan Strong started filming in the area during COVID. During COVID, I got a call from Rocky Romero that said that Aaron had vouched for me and, you know, they wanted to bring me out of New Japan. So I started in a spot that should have never been there, you know, and it was a really great opportunity at the time. So, you know, and it still is a great opportunity. I still get to work for them on occasion. So, you know, I started working for New Japan, and by the time COVID was coming to an end, I was reached out to by the NWA, who wanted to bring me in. And, you know, I've never looked back since, and they've treated me so well. I, you know, it's one of the best companies to work for, in my opinion.
You know, I have to say I'm a little bit jealous of your NWA opportunity for one simple reason. You've gotten to work with somebody who I have always admired since I was probably 10 years old, that being Austin Idol.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I could spend at least an hour easy just introducing Austin. I mean, talk about someone that sold out arenas and, you know, in the Midwest and in the South and Georgia, and someone that's experienced the business all the way up until today. I mean, Austin has it all. You know, he has a mind for the industry, a mind for the business that is light years ahead of where I'm at. And so I am so lucky to be able to work with him and be with him on a regular basis. I'm just glad that Austin likes me enough to keep me around. So it's a great opportunity. You know, Austin is one of those people. I mean, he's wrestled every major professional wrestler you can think of, you know, most notably in his feuds with Jerry Lawler and just being in Memphis. It's, you know, it's definitely a treat to be with Austin.
Yeah, when I first saw you paired up with Austin Idol, I thought, the kid has really made it. Because that is he's an icon. Really is. He's an icon in professional wrestling.
And, you know, Austin, I have a couple good stories about Austin. I think, you know, I think he's even smarter than what he lets on most of the time, you know, and he's been around for such a long time. He's got such a long tenure in the business that, you know, you would think any young person might be able to get one over on Austin, but nobody gets one over on Austin, man. Idol just always ends up on top, and it cracks me up. It's great. It's a great part about being with the NWA, and I'm glad to be able to be working with them, you know?
It is a great opportunity, and, I mean, to have a boss like Billy Corgan, that's got to be kind of cool too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing that impresses me the most and the thing I enjoy the most about working with Billy is that he loves professional wrestling. He loves pro wrestling a lot more than even some of the people that probably are in the back. I mean, and he knows every aspect of the business, you know, and in the amount of conversation, the amount of times that I've been able to talk to Billy and get to know him, you know, there's one thing for sure. And that's, you know, A, he's a rock star and Smashing Pumpkins is awesome. But two, he understands the business, and he's just not an outsider that purchased the NWA. You know, I think he truly respects the lineage of those championships, the lineage of the company. And it's been a even greater pleasure to work with him.
Now, I don't want to get you in trouble. So if you don't want to comment on this, question, feel free to say no comment. Recently, Bully Ray made a comment that the NWA does not have enough TV-ready women to hold Empower 2. And I saw a lot of fans go after him because, as a fan myself, I completely disagree that there aren't enough TV-ready women for that event to be able to take place.
Sure. I can see both sides. One thing about the women of the NWA is I think one of the strongest locker rooms, and I'm not just talking like, you know, at Impact or even New Japan. I'm talking WWE included. I think the NWA has one of the strongest locker rooms of female professional wrestlers. And, you know, I hate to say it, but those ladies kick the men's asses every pay-per-view. you know, they put on better shows, better matches, better main events, and we got to show them up. You know, that I think the NWA has one of the strongest women locker rooms. It's without a doubt. And I can see his point. I can see Bully's point in the sense that, you know, the roster might not be wide enough to fill 3 hours. I don't know how that all works out logistically. You know what I mean? I couldn't speak to that specifically, but what I will speak to is how great the women's locker room is and how athletic and diverse and interesting the NWA's women's locker room is. I mean, it's fantastic. I think I could put that up against any major corporation, you know, definitely AEW, WWE included, you know. I'm very proud of the women of the NWA.
You know, it is great to hear you genuinely sound happy about where you are in your career and in your life, because I think I've told you this 1,000 times in person on here. From day one, I've been a Jordan Clearwater fan.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
So
yeah,
it is
no,
genuinely awesome to hear you in such a great place.
That's great to hear. I started in the business because I loved it, and I still do. You know what I mean? I love it more now than I ever have because I'm involved in it. But, you know, it's the fans that make it all possible at the end of the day. If there were no fans like there were in COVID, then we would just be wrestling for ourselves in an empty arena. You know what I mean? And the fans, they bring, you know, they bring the energy, they bring the liveliness into professional wrestling, and they have the greatest fans amongst any sport. And that's without a doubt. So, you know, I love the business, but I've been very fortunate and blessed, you know what I mean, to be where I'm at today. However, you know, I have to take some credit too, you know, for the development and working on the character and my body and my own personal achievements. So, you know, I've been very fortunate though. I'm very glad to be at the NWA in New Japan. And I think, this upcoming year is going to be even bigger than 2022.
Wow. That'd be saying something, 'cause you've had a pretty big year.
I agree. This is probably one of the biggest years I've had in professional wrestling. So, and I'm just getting started.
You are. And I read recently, I didn't realize, now I've actually seen a couple of different, you're either 25 or 26, which is.
That's right. 25.
You're only 25 years old, which is really a baby in the business.
Right.
So you've got decades, hopefully, ahead of you. And if you're where you are now, I can't wait to see where you are 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for the future too. I think there's a long road ahead of me, and a large part of me wants to be there tomorrow. You know, large part of me wants to just be, you know, the best that I can be today. But it's going to be a process, and it's going to be a road worth traveling down. You know, because hopefully I make a lot of memories for the fans and for myself along the way.
Now, like we said at the beginning, you started in the NWF. And you said you pay attention. Is there anybody in the NWF, if you could show up at a show tomorrow, that you would want to call out and have a match with?
Oh, man, that's an easy question. There are so many people that I would like to wrestle, you know, at the NWF. In January, I got to wrestle Adam Swayze, which is someone I would always love to have a match with. I think it's that's any day of the week. So I put Adam on that list for sure. Josh and I don't think we've ever had a one-on-one match for the NWF him and I. So, you know, that would be a cool match to have too. I would like to wrestle Josh or even the current heavyweight champion, Star Rider. Same with him. I haven't had a one-on-one match with Star Rider, so I would love to do that on any NWF show.
Those are some matches I would love to see. And let's expand that question to all of the companies that you're currently working for. Is there one person, counting your upcoming TV title match, is there any one person you could, that if you could just get in there with tomorrow, you would love to have the match?
That is a really good question. There's one person in the NWA. I would say it would be, now granted, I've already wrestled Tyrus and I've already wrestled Nick Aldis, so I would eliminate those two from the runnings. But I would put either Aaron Stevens or Trevor Murdoch on the top of that list. Aaron is a longtime mentor of mine, and I would love to wrestle him. We've never shared the ring together, and I think that would be one of my top matches I'd love to do. But also, you know, I was a big fan of Trevor growing up as a child, you know, watching very early, for me, WWE at the time. So Trevor for sure would top that list as well. Also, it helps that he's the heavyweight champion.
Yeah, that's good incentive to want to have that match, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, now, not to spoil anything or give anything away, but are there any plans for you to come east anytime soon?
I think there are plans to come east, at least before the end of the year. So, you know, I won't give too much away. You'll have to keep your eyes peeled on some posters for that. But I definitely plan a trip back east in the near future, near future.
Ooh.
And who knows? Maybe I'll get to have one of those three matches at the NWF.
I'll have
what
to
do you
keep
think?
My,
maybe I should challenge Star Rider for the heavyweight title.
I think that would be a hell of a match, that's for sure.
I think so too.
Matches that you mentioned in the NWF would make for a hell of a match and probably a few This Is Awesome chants.
I would hope so. I hope we could get a This Is Awesome chant out of it. But no, I would definitely be open to working any of them. Or maybe, who do you think? Let me ask you, if I were to return and defend the United Wrestling Network World Heavyweight Championship, who would be deserving of that match at the NWF?
Ooh. You know, I have to say, and this may come as a bit of a surprise to you, but I actually believe Adam Swayze's former co-star Rex would make an excellent challenger.
You know, that doesn't come as a surprise to me. That doesn't. And I didn't put him on that list. I didn't put Rex on that top three list, but I think he belongs there. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's a great pick.
Well, my friend, we're about out of time, so, and I know you're a busy man, so I'm going to let you get back to your life. I've got some stuff I need to take care of. So I do want to say thank you for coming on here, and we're going to have to make sure it's not two or three years before we do this again.
I couldn't agree more. I appreciate the time, but I agree with that, you know. I agree. It's been definitely two or three years, so let's catch up sooner.
Absolutely, and if you know you're going to be in town, shoot me a message on Twitter. I'll see what I can do to make sure I'm around.
Sure. Well, you'll if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram at ClearLikeWater1 on all the social media platforms, then you'll definitely see. I'll put up a flyer or two to let everyone know and shoot you a message.
That was the one thing I forgot to mention. Plug all your social media. You got all that. Plug your upcoming matches. We want people to make sure to tune in for those.
Sure. Yeah, like I said, at Clear Like Water on all the major social media platforms, except TikTok. Well, maybe TikTok. But and then upcoming matches to get down and dirty for a second. Hard Times 3, New Orleans, NWA World Television Championship, Saturday, November 12th. That is the culmination of everything I have been building towards so far. And if you've ever been a fan of me or anything that I've done, tune into that pay-per-view, because I could tell you today that I'm going to win the television championship, right? The Golden Boy always walks out with the gold, but it is a marquee match that I think I'll be very proud of. And so I urge everyone to watch that. And then I'll definitely be with the NWA the 13th, back with United Wrestling Network on the 15th of November, and then back in Nashville for NWA for the first week of December. And then shortly after that, again, UWN the following weekend. So I stay pretty busy, but plenty of dates to catch me, if not Fight TV or YouTube television for either show.
I will definitely make sure to attempt to catch a lot of those. I definitely wish you luck in that NWA match. That, like you said, that's a culmination of years of hard work, and I can't see you not walking out of that match with the title. So,
yes. So, well, thank you again. I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the time, and if you can check it out, then shoot me, you know, this goes for anyone too, but shoot me a message on social media so I can share it.
Will do. Our time's running out. I want to say thank you again for being on here, and I look forward to catching up again soon.
That sounds good, Ace. I will. I'll see you on NWA television in the meantime, then.
All right. Have a good one, my friend.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater. You heard where you can catch him. For Jordan Clearwater, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.